Hello and welcome. This is 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. I will be playing post-rock, and I am not wearing pants today. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. This is my first no-pants show of 2015. Perhaps the first no-pants show of 2015, but I doubt it because it's really liberating. If they could bottle this and sell it, it would be nice. Anyway, I play post-rock, and I do weird stuff. Sometimes I have friends here, but sometimes I don't, because sometimes I'm not creative enough to imagine a friend to join me. So today is one of those days, which is why I'm not wearing pants. I have enough social sense to keep pants on in the company of others in public. If you do the thing, the other thing, where you don't wear pants in public, more power to you, because it's nice too. Anyway, I play post-rock, got a good lineup today. It's going to be exciting. I hope you're excited. I'm excited. I'm always excited about this stuff. So, I am going to start us off today with a song by the band Daughter. The song is Youth, and I'm starting it out a little more approachable. Because I'll hopefully grab the listener in, and then you're stuck with me for when stuff gets weird later, and it will. It most certainly will. That's a guarantee, and a Ben Life guarantee you can take to the bank. So, gonna start it off with "Youth" by Daughter.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs. Setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting names of the lovers that went wrong. The lovers that went wrong. Most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home. You caused it. lucky one. 'Cause most of us are bitter over someone. Setting fire to our insides for fun, to distract our hearts from ever missing love.
So, that was Daughter playing the song Youth. And mostly the songs that I play aren't usually vocally led, but this one was, and I like it, and I hope you did too. So, we're just going to keep on trucking along. I've got lots of stuff to play today, so I hope I can get it all in. And what else? So I occasionally I'll go on digressions, and one digression I want to talk about is I was thinking about, so I have a new schedule this term, and it requires that I bring in lunch to my classes because I have classes all the way like across, it's from like 11 to like 5-ish, so I need to bring in lunch or I'll starve, and I don't want to starve. So I've been bringing bagels and cream cheese, and so when I'm at Save On or wherever I'm buying my groceries, looking through the bagels, and I look at the everything bagels, and I'm like, those look good. Like, they probably have, like, the most things on them, so it's good. And I'm eating them, and I'm thinking, they're really overselling themselves as bagels. Like, there's not everything, there's plenty of things that they don't have on the bagels. Like, their everything is, like, a few different kinds of seeds. There's no, like, unicorns or leprechauns. There's no, like, PhD dissertations. There's no inclement weather. There are so many things that's missing from an everything bagel. That's a lot like me telling women that I'm an everything man. There's stuff missing. You can't just say you're an everything. I guess you could have an everything universe. But even then, there's still stuff missing. I don't know. Things to think about. This next song I'm going to play is a song by a Swedish band. And that's exciting because I speak a very tiny amount of Swedish, so I actually know how to pronounce it. I'm still going to butcher it, but I'm going to try my best. So the band is Snuhamne, and the song is Hjärnvandra. And it's a good song. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope my pronunciation didn't dissuade you from enjoying it. Is that what dissuade means? I don't know. Probably. Anyway, Snuham playing Hjärnvandra. Thank you. So we just heard Snuham playing Juan Vandra. Don't ask me what it means because I don't speak that much Swedish. I enjoyed that song. I like that song a lot. They're cool. This song is actually free off their Bandcamp, which is cool. You should hit that up. If you're looking for how to spell that, that's a great question. It's S-N-O, and the O has the double dots over it. I think it's called an umlaut. And then H-A-M-N. So S-N-O with the double dots, H-A-M-N, one word. What else? So just keep on chugging along. What's going on in my life? I'm feeling pretty crazy stressed right now because I'm doing co-op. So I'm trying to apply for all these jobs in the field of biochemistry because it's what I study, and it's super neat. But the thing is, like, I don't have any experience in a lab, and you gotta have experience to get a job, and to get a job you have to have experience, so it's this vicious loop. And I keep getting, like, turned down from interviews, so that's a little crushing. So if I, like, lapse into a pit of despair mid-show, that's probably where that's coming from. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I won't. Yeah, it's really stressful. Finding a job is so stressful. Why is it such a stressful thing? We need a better system. I don't know what it would be like, but maybe they would, like, if they hired based on, like, say, climbing ability, or just, like, had an opportunity where they're just, like, we're looking for someone to, like, fill this position. And then I would just be like, hey, I'm going to work really hard. I'm interested in what you're doing. Like, give me a job. It will be super fun. I'll make your workplace a fun place to work at. Look at me. Go hire me, please. So anyway, stressful. But I think it's going to be rewarding in the long run. Or at least that's what I keep telling myself. So. This next song I want to play for you guys is a long song. And I occasionally play long songs because in post-rock especially, the 4-minute range of most, like, radio songs and pop songs isn't enough time to tell the whole story that they want to tell. So this song happens to be a fair bit longer, and I'm not going to tell you how long it is because, it might discourage you. It's that long. But it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. And I think you'll enjoy it. Hopefully I enjoy it. It's by a band called USA Out of Vietnam. They're from Quebec, which is pretty neat. And the song is called Leg of Lamb. But the album name is my favorite part because it's one of the coolest album names I've ever heard. It's called Crashing Diseases and Incurable Airplanes, which I think is bleak and lovely and nonsensical and just perfect. It's perfect in every way. So I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play ads first, and then I'm going to play that song. So you're going to hear ads, and then you're going to hear the song. And then I'll be back to talk more. I'm still not wearing pants. So hopefully you can't hear that, though. I wonder what not wearing pants would sound like. Probably women's screams. Take that however way you like. Anyway, ads, song, stay tuned. It's going to be good. Stay for the whole thing, and then I'll be back again to hang out with you guys some more. And I look forward to that. So, yeah, it's just stay tuned is, I guess, the main message of that. And then I'll see you soon.
Vancouver's surf rock combo, the Hangtan Hangmen, will be joining forces one night with rockabilly vocalist Butch Murphy this January 24th. The Hangman's energetic sound is reminiscent of acts like The Ventures and Dick Dale. With Vancouver Island duo Hank and Lily opening in retro go-go dancing from Lydia DiCarlo and Villainy Loveless, is a night like no other. Advance tickets are $10, available online through Northern Tickets or at the Modern Bartender and the Shameful Tiki Room. Check it out this Saturday, January 24th at the Media Club.
A large man wearing green pants grabbed a woman by the hair and slammed her face into the glass window of a fire extinguisher case. He pulled her head back and hit her again, continuing to do so until the glass broke. The woman sustained deep cuts all over her face and eventually became unresponsive. The man then released his grip and she fell to the floor. This is a scene from an Emmy Award-winning cartoon. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a joke? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Wow. You guys made it through that whole song. Congratulations. It was a long song. It was 13 minutes long. But I think it was worth playing. And so that's why I played it. I like that song. I think it's really good. They've been compared to they, as in USA out of Vietnam, have been compared to Godspeed You Black Emperor and the Silver Mount Zion, that kind of orchestral sort of setup. And I think that holds up. I really dig their sound, so I recommend you checking them out. The album Crashing Diseases and Incurable Airplanes is a good album, and it's worth looking into. It's on Bandcamp. It's on their Bandcamp. That was the song Leg of Lamb. It's my favorite out of the set, but the other ones are good too. What else? Oh yeah, so as a reward for you making it through that whole song, I want to tell you guys some facts about cannibalism that I learned today. It's a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, cannibalism, because it's delicious. That's weird. Maybe that's why I don't have a girlfriend. just kidding. No, cannibalism. So in movies, cannibals are portrayed. This is the science of cannibalism, sort of. I guess. We're learning about it in biochem. So it's actually about prions. So if you've ever watched like a zombie movie or like a cannibal movie apocalypse kind of thing where people are eating people, often a telltale sign of whether someone's a cannibal or not is their hands shake. So like you'll see in like Book of Eli, they're like, hey, let me see your hands. And they'll like put his hand out and it won't shake. And they'll be like, okay. And then the guy's like, I'm not one of them. I'm not a cannibal. I'm not morally opposed to cannibalism. I think it's, like, not a big deal. Everyone else does it. I mean, animals do it. It's just kind of, like, part of life. Not really sure why it's taboo. Like, I mean, I'd be morally opposed to killing someone just to eat them. But, like, if they happened to die, like, say you're on, like, an island and, like, your friend died of, like, natural causes and you were hungry, I would be okay with you eating him. That's where I stand. But anyway, there's a biochemical reason why it's not the best idea. And it has a lot to do with mad cow disease, which is exciting. Or as I like to call it, rad cow disease, because it's more fun for me to think of cows just getting really cool all at once. And then it's like a disease and they all wear like Ray-Bans and they're all just really cool. Anyway, so mad cow disease is caused by this thing called prions. And what prions are is they're little proteins that occur naturally in the organism. The prions have been found in like fungi and yeast and humans and sheep and cows, of course. And they're proteins that occur naturally but can take on a different conformation than they normally do. And this conformation is bad. And it's so bad that whenever it encounters another protein, like another one of the same type of proteins, it'll convert it to the bad form. And they'll start to clump, and you get brain aggregates, or protein aggregates in your brain. So what happens with cannibalism is if you're eating human brains, it's mostly brains, but it's also like anything to do with the nervous system that comes in contact with it, you can ingest the bad proteins, and they'll bunk with your brain, and you lose motor skills. And they discovered that in a cannibalism tribe in, like, the 60s, in the Kuru tribe, they found that they had this huge rampancy of disease with mostly with children and women, because they were the ones who were eating the brain. Like, it was, like, a thing that they would do. They would just, like, eat the brains of people that had died. So if you get this disease, you die from this disease, and you eat their brain, then you're going to get the neurodegenerative disease, which is called CJD, I believe, is like the broad encompassing description of them all. But anyway, so main point of that story, biochemistry is cool, and also don't eat people, and like if you're going to, make sure that they don't have the neurodegenerative diseases. And even more than that, probably stay away from the brain. It's probably not that good anyway, just in general. Like, I can't imagine that being that delicious. Anyway, weird digression. Next song, how about that? I'm going to play a song by a band called Amp Rive, and the song is Best Kept Secret. Here we go. Just heard Amp Rive playing the song Best Kept Secret, and I like that song. That's kind of like pure post-rock. If you were to put post-rock into a round-bottom flask and run a distillation, you would come out with pure, isolated post-rock. But if it were one of my chem labs, you'd have a yield of like 14%, because it always happens. No matter how hard I try in a chem lab, you just always get an A-, and it's heartbreaking because it's like, come on, I put so much effort into this. You get I don't need to get into it. Pageants are weird, hey? I'm on the computer. And just beauty pageants are the weirdest thing. I don't understand it. I don't understand children beauty pageants, especially. I don't really get it. Anyway, another thing that I was discovering, this is exciting. There are so many different kinds of pastas. Do you guys, like, can you comprehend how many? The Wikipedia article, obviously I'm on Wikipedia. The Wikipedia article on pasta is so long. There are easily like 200 different kinds of pasta. And I'm gonna read you just some of my favorite names. Puntine. It's a smaller version of Reese. Farfalline. Egg barley. Strozzapreti. What else? Lumaconi. Fogli d'Ulvio. That's not how you pronounce it at all. Croxetti looks like coins. There's so many. This is like if you ever want to, like, you know how if you like look at a video of like the universe or something and you feel small? You ever want to feel really small? Go on the Wikipedia page and look at how many kinds of pasta there are. There's so many. It's not just penne anymore, guys. We lost. It's not penne. Next song. Did I just have a voice crack? You'd think that being 20, puberty would be over. You'd think. Still no beard, though. Holding out for a beard. No chest hair either. Depressing. Oh, well, maybe one day. You gotta believe. I gotta believe my hair into existence. Next song. I can't believe I had a voice crack on the radio. Ugh. Ugh. Next song is the song. The song is by a band called Anathema. And the song is called Bessier de Glasgow. And it's good. So stick around for that, and then I'll be back to rant more about pasta and other stuff. So I'll see you guys soon.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn the fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit craigcardiff.com.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas. Every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
So we just heard Beziers de Glasgow by Anathema. And I'm going to play another song. We're running out of time. It's so sad. I know. But I'll be back next week from 2 to 3, as always. But it's not over yet, so I'm going to play another song. This song is by a band called Ballacade. He's cool because he's from Ladysmith, I think, on the island. Vancouver Island. Shoutouts to Van Island, my home island. Yeah, and the song is Marigold. It's good.
Marigold never let me down. In my hour of need, marigold brighten the corners on the things I'd like to forget, but I can't. And silent fields, can I remember you if we never met? Fighting for, fighting's sake is a losing game. Our problems will blast out. A stack of folded maps. I really want this to fail. A box of pictures from a basement on the hill is all that I have left. And there it goes. The buildings have changed, but the location remains. Miracle, never let me down in my hour.
We just heard Ballacade playing the song Marigold off his album Malaise Era. And that reminds me, I haven't mixed up the artist and the song this whole episode, which is huge for me. So I'm learning. Must be learning something. It's coming up on 3 o'clock, which is a sad day, sad time, because it means my pants are back on. It's rough. I got to go out in public again, and I'm going to miss hanging out with you guys. But I'm here 2 to 3 on Thursdays. Love hanging out with you guys. I just have fun. I hope you can put up with me for that long. And we have a Facebook page, too, if you want to chat and catch up. I'm semi-active. I post the track listing, too, if you missed the track that you like. And sometimes other stuff. And it's just nice to know that you're out there. So if you want to get involved with me in that way, or even just like it so that I feel good about myself, that'd be cool. It's Spice of Life, 101.9 FM CITR. You should be able to find it, I hope. And we're very, very running out of time. So I'm going to play my last song, Play Me Out. My swan song, The Fat Lady Singing, or something like that. And Marco should be here next with Astro Talk. I recall hearing that he was away on vacation, but I think he's back now, so he should be up next. But if not, you'll get serenaded by the sweet, sweet sounds of the random playlist. So thanks for listening. It means a lot to me to know you guys are out there. Especially friends. You guys know who you are. It's cool that you guys listen in. And people that I don't know. That's really cool, too, that you're bearing with me and not because you have to, like some of my friends do. You're here because you want to, and that means a lot. It's kind of why I do it. So, man, I talk too much. Last song to play me out. It's by a band called Power Up First. The song is KNTKT. Which I think might be for Connecticut, but I'm not sure. It's from the album Missing Time, and it's a good song. So thank you for joining me. This is The Spice of Life, and I'll be here spicing it up next week. So have a beautiful week. Take care.